Check, check, checkity check.
I've been in this town so long, so long to the city. I'm fit with the stuff to ride in the rough. And sunny down snuff, I'm all right by the hero's end.
Do you want to intro this bitch?
Sure. I mean, I don't see why not. Why wouldn't I?
Yeah, that's a good point.
All right. Hey, everybody, I'm Jason.
And I'm Walker. Welcome to Jaywalking with Jason and Walker.
The show about a four of us.
All right. Jason.
Yeah.
I was hoping you'd say yes, Walker.
Yeah, Walker. I mean,
I was gonna say we should officially change the name of this podcast. Oh no, not well.
Okay.
Let's say we might as well change the name of this podcast.
Right.
To Promise Keepers, because we are keeping with our promise to get on this bi-weekly schedule.
Oh my god. In that sense, I'm actually on board with it.
Well,
maybe
also,
we should go that way to listen that we already, the scheduling's worked out, so should I go ahead and say we had the schedule for last night. I got a last second call from Walker. He's got a little bit of his life, as you know, as life does, throws you a curveball every once in a while. He gives me a call. Hey, man, can we switch it tomorrow night? I know you listed that as one of your available times before this weekend, which is roped off. I'm like, sure. And then tonight we're on it. Also getting started a little bit late, but the point is, yeah, Promise Keepers.
Yes, and it would also, that's the point. And also, it would be keeping with our tradition of naming the podcast after things that already have the name we're using. Because right. Promise Keepers right. is like a Christian men's group.
Right.
But this can be Promise Keepers, the secular men's group version.
secular, but still men's group. It's me and you.
We're yeah, the I guess it could just be men's group.
In a sense, it's me and you and the listeners. Learning about life.
Well, that's actually, speaking of amazing segues.
Right.
And men's groups, and okay. us and the listeners being a group, I see a lot of new faces out there in the jaywalking audience.
Oh, my God. Yeah, so I don't know how much we should harp on Ep 4, but it is generally being hailed as a return to form.
Yeah.
Return to winning ways. And not only that, it's picked up some other people. But Chris R., a fantastic, fantastic scientist, musician, and painter, and chess player, who's challenged Jaywalking.
And amazing character in the room. My
That's
favorite
right.
character in the room.
That's right. That's right, and Anne has challenged Jaywalking Podcast to a game of chess, and he made his first move, e4, so I assume that means he moved his pawn to e4, so we'll have to keep that up.
I say rook to...
Okay, the pawns will be shielding the rooks right now.
Oh,
We can either move a pawn or a knight.
Okay, knight to... To where?
I'm not actually sure. I'm not so good at playing it in my head, but e4 would probably also work.
It's
got to be somewhere on rank 3.
Okay, knight to rank 3.
Right, okay. Okay, we'll keep you listeners updated on the course of this game. You can follow along on your own chessboards at home.
Yeah, and Chris R., we don't have your fucking money yet. Sorry.
Right. Oh, that's a good. Well, here's my tease for the next ep. Because so can I tease
you
what
mean
you just
the ep after this one?
Yeah, ep after this.
Oh,
one.
Whoa.
Can I mention what you just showed me? So the thing that I'm originally trying to say is that I want to prepare for the next ep, or maybe even by the time for this one, the actual ref noise. And I have the sample, and I have the exact reverse and reverb and voice that I want to put on it. So listeners, you've been waiting for the ref noise to not just be us saying ref, but get ready to also get a little bit more serious about writing us in and guessing what the refs are, because yeah. I think we mentioned this last time, write us emails. This is for us to get attention. That's why we do this.
Right. We could talk to each other and not record it.
Right, like just idiots. Like you idiots.
Yeah, but we're not doing that.
Yeah, that's not, so therefore indulge our egos.
I don't know if it's intentional, but we sort of refuse to talk to each other without tape rolling at this
point. Oh, man, it's getting tough, you know? It's getting tough. I mean, it's also, the thing that I find is that, like, psychologically, the kind of, forcing yourself to be honest all the time, like, to be a genuine thing that can then be later edited up for the podcast that the... Like, that plumbs the depths of the psyche, like this has been doing so far, that the listeners crave at this point, you know? And it's hard to keep that up. Sometimes you just want to do small. I want to call you and be like, Walker, what's up? Let's talk about some bullshit, you know? But it's hard to do that anymore because of the level that the listeners demand. I mean, do you not agree, or?
I do agree.
Oh, good. I'm glad you agree.
wait, but were you about to... I had a feeling that you were about to mention Superfan Amy N's email.
So Superfan Amy N, also one of the people leading the throng, talking about this F4 Hufflepuffs in the City as a return to form. So Superfan Amy N says, "Great job, guys. This is more like the classic jaywalking that won me over in F1, 1, and 2. You have indeed spun sorrows and jabber into solid gold. And just in time, your fans were on the brink of turning on you," which we also both kind of, we were getting that backlash, so it was just in time. "To answer our questions, and to note to the listeners, questions from F4 were, what Sex and the City character did you think each of us was?" And she answers that Wawa is 70% misplaced Hufflepuff pride, 50% Miranda Hobbs. And parenthetically, she says, "Math is different in this house." And Jason is 100% Carrie Bradshaw. Lord knows she's nothing if not mostly in her head. Also, Jason's ribs are often showing. She also guesses that the password is Hufflepid69.
Which I really wish it was now.
Yeah, we might change it, actually.
And that so way, that's another way we can bring the listeners into the fold is they can check our email for us.
Right. That would be great, yeah. And just also sabotage our podcast. But I want to, just from the outset, say that I disagree with her estimation of Carrie Bradshaw as me being 100% Carrie Bradshaw. I think that's garbage.
Yeah, me too. I think Amy, though, has officially entered the ranks of the superest of the super fans.
Well, compared to Kenny R?
Well, I think she's joined the ranks with Kenny R.
Okay, I buy that.
Yeah. I'm not saying surpassed yet.
Right, we should think about doing something special, though, for the, like, maybe a decoder ring. something we can send out to them in order to, like... I don't know.
When I was a kid, I had a book of code. It was actually, the name of the book was Codes and Secret Writing. Ooh. And so I know some ways to send secret coded letters.
That sounds provocative.
The main thing I retained is that the most commonly used letter in the English language is E.
Ooh.
And so that's how you start cracking a code, is you figure out which one is E. Right. So if you give me a coded message, I will find all those E's for you.
Listeners, you heard it. Write Walker a coded message. He will decode it by the next step. By following up. And we'll read your message on the air.
E.
How do you get the next letter?
Oh, sorry. I'd like to also, before we move on from shout-outs, give a general shout-out to everyone who's subscribed to us on iTunes.
Right.
There are dozens of you.
Literally dozens.
Literally a dozen. And
A baker's dozen.
A streusel swirl of you have subscribed to us. And just not that, you know, we don't want to burden you guys anymore. You're writing in, you're listening to the episodes, and we appreciate that. But also review us. and rate us. And rate us a minimum of 4 stars, a maximum of 5 stars, because that's all that's allowed. But we actually, Jason, we do have 2 reviews on iTunes now.
Okay. You want to go ahead and read one of those? Just let me make a quick note to the listeners. Listeners, if you've been listening on the blog, we're thinking about making the blog like an additional materials type of Walker's Tweets of the Week or Jason's Thoughts on Cultural Phenomenon X or whatever. Jason's Neuroses of the Day, Walker's Tweet of the Week, whatever, what have you. And then mainly distribute the podcast through the iTunes link. So we'll put up the iTunes link, just click subscribe. That way you automatically get it as soon as you open your iTunes.
There is one review here. We were rated 5 stars. The name of the review is Jaywalking Forever. It is written by Guy Kava Incognito, and it says... This is the kind of jibber jabber people have been waiting for. Finally, some everyday Joes we can relate to, talking about nothing and reffing pop culture, which is either highly obscure or mainstream, but 5 years late. I cannot get enough of this podcast. 3 out of 3 listeners found this review helpful.
If you were one of the listeners that found that review helpful, please write in.
Yes, who
are you people? I want to know in what way it was helpful.
It confirmed what they already knew.
Right. That's helpful.
I actually wrote a review myself today, and I'm looking, and it is not there. I think it might have... They said if there was anything offensive in it, that they would delete it.
What?
And I said at the end that if Jason and Walker ever stop making these podcasts, I will murder everyone I know and then kill myself. So they might not have posted that.
Did you honestly put that? Because they're also going to put you on a list.
Oh, really?
They're going to put you on a goddamn government watch list. You can't put shit like that online. They will take you to jail.
Maybe the government, maybe we can eventually get, you know, people in Washington listening to this and then... Sort of
got
initiate
some changes made in this
exactly
country.
What I was gonna say. Maybe we could get our government funding back.
Yeah,
right to the last episode.
Yeah, man, that would be great.
Jason, one thing in this review that I find interesting is that it says these are 2 everyday Joes I can relate to. This was an idea for a feature that I had. I wasn't going to bring this up till later, but I'll just, you know, we can see what you think of it and what maybe the listeners think.
Oh, yeah, I'm all ears. Hit me with it.
You know in Us Weekly, how they have that feature stars, they're just like us, where yes. It shows stars doing things like, you know, they blow on hot food. They touch their children.
They move them out.
They walk with their feet. I was thinking that if there's one thing that we want to make sure we stay away from, it's we don't want to let the fame and notoriety make us inaccessible.
Oh, right. Definitely not.
Maybe a Jason and Walker, they're just like us segment.
Right. That is also something I would like to throw up on the blog, like pictures of us doing like everyday stuff.
Right.
And then captions saying what it is. Like, they move about. They heat up water. Would be a good one. After features or before?
No, let's I think that the you know, this is just a chit chat.
Right.
What's up?
Well, so just a couple things. First of all, let me just set the scene for you here, which this
Oh
is
wait, I'm sorry. Can I ask you one thing?
Yep, go ahead.
I'm sorry. I this is sort of cutting room floor stuff, but right. The first feature I was going to suggest starting with is City Mouse Country Mouse.
Oh, man.
Is this City Mouse material?
Well, I mean, I guess it could be. Yeah, it's like stuff from my life, and some of it is city. So, yeah, maybe let's make it City Mouse Country Mouse.
Okay.
Right, everybody, it's time for a segment that we haven't had in a while, and we like to space out the frequency of our segments this way. But this is definitely, I think today it's still the most, I think Woodpid might be making a fast coming up the inside track on this one.
I think the success of Wood Pid took us all by surprise.
right. I mean, the way it's taking the nation by storm is definitely surprising. But it's time for City Mouse Country Mouse. You want to start off with Country Mouse?
No. I actually did get some good blotter items together, but I'd like to hear what's going on in the city that I love and miss.
Oh, man. Okay, well, let me just give you a quick rundown of the situation. Firstly, I made a 5-star, this is a 5-star tofu sando that I'm eating right now because I'm starving.
Oh!
Steamed broccoli and mushrooms, Asiago cheese, right? This is Dijon mustard. Sauteed spinach. I did the tofu with cornmeal and flour, paprika and red pepper, and baked it for like 15 minutes on a side. And then here's just another little side note. So something about my day today. It was my last day of teaching. Thursdays are my long day, so it was my last day teaching classes. My 3 sections, I got an ovation from my first section, so an actual ovation.
Whoa!
Second section, very little reaction at all. Third section, several thank yous as I exited while they fill out the thing. But so then I got done with those, did CBB Rush to the City for this event, Lisa's work event at the Sports Basement. Oh, by the way, Lisa R., we were just at Sports Basement. Write into jaywalkingpodcast@gmail.com. Explain to Walker what a fun time we had there.
Lisa! mixed up with Joe at the Sports Basement.
Right up to the moment that we got in the door, she had in her head a picture of what you described Sports Basement to be. Rather, she kept looking around being like, where is this place?
That's weird, because Lisa, I know, like, isn't she born and raised in Berkeley?
Well, she's born in Russia. She's came over. I'm not sure what age, but she speaks fluent Russian, and she grew up in north of here. But she grew up in Berkeley, yeah. But she hasn't been to the Sports Basements in the city.
So, Lisa, I mean, you seem like a very with it person to me, and
yeah,
yet, just by associating with Jason, you're getting dragged into this whole Sports Basement situation. And I don't know if you've ever bought sporting goods before, but it isn't supposed to happen like that.
No, it is. You exchange money for a good or service exactly like it happens there.
Well, that's not how I heard things go down at the Sports Basement.
Yeah, all right. Well, let's here's just the tag. Let me just continue setting up the context here. I got everything ready this morning for my long day, and I get to school. Oh my God, my thermos full of coffee, which I got ready just like I like it. I left it at home. So,
like, what'd you do?
So I just got home 12 hours later. I put my coffee out of the thermos on the stove, boiled it. I'm drinking hot coffee, which is 12 hours old, so that's disgusting. On top of that, I found this beer in the fridge. I'm drinking that. So I'm drinking coffee and beer, which is my favorite thing to do. Well, I don't like beer, but I love mixing uppers and downers when the uppers are alcohol, or when the uppers are coffee and the downers are alcohol.
Totally.
Because I just dig that.
Uppers also, and downers is a tried and true, like, it's a classic combo for a reason.
Right. So that's setting the scene. Also in this scene is I got to leave at 4 a.m. tomorrow for my flight for St. Louis because I got a friend's wedding. So I'm getting jacked up on coffee and beer at 9:43 and doing this jaywalk after a long day, right? And the piece of news that this long preamble it's actually happened is some stuff that I'm not going to lie. I want to say it to Walker and then say a jealous like that because it's stuff that he's going to be jealous of. But last night, what did I do? Head to the city. Why did I go to the city? Any guesses why I might go to the city?
Kapowski show.
Oh, close. But a sold-out Toon Yard show at the Great American.
Ooh.
Ticks gotten for me by one Jesse R. and one Kelly C., who attended me to the city, where we watched the show from 5 rows back. Sold out. On top of that, what does Jesse R. say? Hey, buddy, I've had this for you for a while, but I meant to give it to you, but I've forgotten. But let me give it to you tonight. Look what Jesse R. gave me, which I've been wanting for quite some time.
Oh my gosh, how sweet!
Yeah, a sweet, sweet, sweet pocket watch.
Oh, wow. That's really amazing. I'm happy for you. If he got me a pocket watch, I would sort of just throw it into the pile of gifts that I have from Jesse.
Okay.
But
you don't need to react like that, because I wanted to say it all and then say it. A jealous? Because I know Walker right now is dying of jealousy, not only because of my access to music and the arts in the city, the fact that I got to hang out with the elusive Kelly C at a sold-out Tune Yard show, which I know you love, Bukes and Gates open, no other than Jesse R. is there. I just put five fingers up, five fat reasons why Walker is sickly jealous of me right now and is playing it off. But,
you know, instead of trying to downplay what does Woo! Sound like an instead of me trying to downplay what does sound like an amazing evening for you, I will suggest that the second suggestion for a name change in this podcast, in this episode, I think we should change it to Kicking Walker While He's Down with Jason Pitlisil. That's fucking awesome.
That was great. Quick plug for Tune Yards. If you Tune Yards, you'll all have seen them. Album by now has shown up on three outlets: NPR. She's in the New Yorker this week. She's just about dead on tour. She's amazing. I met her at a musical happening that happened at Jesse R's a little bit ago. Amazing, very nice lady. You know, everything's great. Everything's great.
Name drop him with Jason Vitlesen.
That's a good, that's a real saying.
Well, this hardly competes with that, but I do just, while Kelly C's name comes up for the second time and two episodes in a row, I don't know if she listened to the last episode.
She does not. She didn't.
I know she doesn't listen, but she did randomly get some Hufflepuff pride going with me the other day via G-Chat. Right. Like, I was talking to her about the upcoming beta breakers, which is something maybe we should talk about, because there's some bad news as far as that's concerned. I'll tell you what it is. But and she randomly goes, "Oh, by the way, Hufflepuff forever!" and I said, "Whoa, did you listen to the new podcast by any chance, or is this just a random declaration of pride?" So, Kelly, if you are listening, if you just don't say anything right now, we will take that as confirmation that you're listening. So if you are listening, don't write in to jaywalkingpodcast@blogspot.com. And
let me just ask you.
Thank you for confirming that you are a proud member of the House of Hufflepuff. And it's nice that we don't just have to cling to the Cedric Diggory as our flagship member anymore. So I'm sorry, I didn't mean to derail the City Mouse, though. What else is this? What other bits of cheese is this City Mouse biting into? Weak metaphors. Hashtag weak metaphors.
Oh, I like that. I like that one. No, nothing else really. I mean, I'm sure something's happened, but I really just wanted to brag about that show.
Well, I think you've made your point.
I mean, it really would be good to have a section called Kicking Walker when it's done. I think that's mostly it. This is my last week of teaching for.
Yeah, and you're getting standing ovations, like fucking Dead Poets Society?
It wasn't standing, but it was an ovation.
Oh, you said it was standing before.
No, I didn't. If you go back and listen to the tape, I said ovation.
I think you said it was...
Okay, you listen to the tape?
Wait, now that you have a pocket watch, have you somehow used it as like an object lesson while you're teaching yet?
No, but now that you mentioned that... God damn it, I wish it wasn't my last class today. So I would have done it next time.
Okay,
look for excuses to flick this thing open all the time.
One thing that I want to crowdsource to the listeners, literally, how long have we known each other, would you say? 3 years?
Yeah, 3 and some change.
Yeah, 3 years and some change. Okay, literally since I have known you... Cheers. Literally since I have known Jason, listeners, he has been He has occasionally asserted that he would like to start cultivating the look of wearing a tweed jacket with patches. Right. And literally every time I've heard him make that, sort of put that out there, Dot or I or Dot and I have said, oh, I could picture that actually being a really good look for you. You should do that. Well, I don't know. I cannot think of a better time to start rocking that tweed jacket and those elbow patches than when you've got a pocket watch.
Oh, man.
I don't think, and I honestly, totally serious, I don't think that treads into, like, douchey waters.
I hope you're right.
I think you could do it casually.
I'm just about ready. You know me, I gotta hype myself up to decisions like a $12 tweed jacket that I gotta thrift out.
Right. By the time you like can't dress yourself, you'll be wearing a tweed jacket.
Oh man, I'll be the smoothest guy in the home.
Well, I can jump in with the Country Mouse edition here.
Yeah, let's hit it up with the Country Mouse. And this can include actual stuff you'd like to tell me about, and blotter is always one of them.
Well, I do have some blotter items here. This one is, these are all from the last few days, mind you, and admittedly I've taken the cream of the crop here, but this just sort of gives you an idea of the general goings-ons. This one particularly...
Yeah, well, let me jump in here. One thing to say, for newer listeners, or listeners that didn't hear Ep 1, where we introduced what the hell Grass Valley Blotter
is. Oh, this is the first time we've done it since Ep 1?
No, well, so should we have some kind of thing which says, like, this is what this is, so new
sure,
listeners
sure, sure. Let's briefly explain.
Okay. Well, let me do mine. You jump in when something's wrong.
No, just go ahead and give a few sentences about what
okay,
it is.
Okay, so the gist of it is, Walker used to live in the same house with me here in Oakland, in the Bay
Oh,
area.
Wow, you're going... I thought you were just going to explain what well, the Grass Valley Blotter segment was
Oakland. Now Walker's moved to Grass Valley. The entire point of jaywalking is for us to catch each other up on each other's lives, plus develop our segments and content that the listeners know and love and frankly demand.
to be quite frank.
Yeah, right. To be entirely frank. And one of the items that that Grass Valley, the place that Walker moved to, the place of his upbringing, if not birth,
not
is
birth,
a quaint town,
upbringing.
A couple hours north and east of here, which has a lot of that quaint small town just by the Yuba River feel, got a surprisingly amazing indie music scene, but it's also insane, where, like, it's also got, like, the kind of normal insanity of small town, plus just like another weird kind of like, I want to say methy element.
I was going to say methamphetamine does things to people.
Right, ish, a methish type of something pervading the air and the water and the people's personalities. And that gives rise to these types of blotter items.
And yes. And if you're not understanding the dynamic here, in a segment like City Mouse Country Mouse, Jason tells me about the hip circles he's running in and concerts he's going to, and I read him the newspaper.
Right. But if that sounds like somebody's getting shortchanged, you should know that this is the most amazing newspaper that has ever existed anywhere. The blotter is definitely advanced to the point of certainly beyond any kind of performance art.
Okay, let's kick it off here.
Yeah, kick that thing off.
At 10:08 a.m., a caller from the 200 block of South Auburn Street reported a verbal argument. Five people were found to be arguing over free food.
Was it resolved?
Doesn't say. I'm reading these in their entirety. And I think the thing that you'll notice is it's really what isn't said that makes these very interesting.
That's right. The writer of the blotter plays with the white space. She's definitely making you think about what's the figure and what's the ground here in the blotter universe, you know?
There's a lot of subtext.
Right.
This one's sad. 10:55 a.m. A woman from the 1600 block of Pine Peak Road reported she had been communicating with a man on the internet, semicolon. He asked her to deposit a check for him and then withdraw funds to pay for his mother's wheelchair. She did so, and is now overdrawn in the amount of $3,200.
Ooh.
So a cautionary tale. Wait, for all that? You idiots who didn't know to anonymously give people money over the
That's funny too, that I thought the blotter was mostly for things that like happen, like physical assaults or stuff that happened in the world, but now it's like short descriptions of people getting scammed.
Well, short descriptions, these next two you're gonna love. The brevity here is amazing. 1:22 p.m. A woman from the 10,000 block of Kearney Court reported her house had been looted sometime in the last month. She was advised to call back when she was sober.
They did not.
Yes.
She doesn't say it like that.
They, like, laughed her drunk ass off the phone. Drunk!
The plotter is supposed to be objective reports of just the facts of the case.
Yeah, it's like that raggedy ass bitch needed to call when she wasn't so drunk off her ass. This is another amazingly... This is like just amazing short story. Like a one-sentence short story.
Right.
A caller from the 200 block of Sutton Way reported a man living under a porch.
Is that seriously
a man somewhere somehow is living under a porch?
It's
not even clear if the porch is on the street that the caller is on.
Just a place she happened by.
Yeah, or if it was a complaint. Like, it could have just been
informing them.
Yeah, well, okay. That's an amazing segue to this next one. Because a recurring theme in the Grass Valley Police Blotter is some things are just being reported sort of as an FYI type of thing, where they don't seem to want police intervention. They just want to tell someone.
It could just be that they just want someone to talk to.
Yeah.
That's just like, I can't believe this thing I saw. There's no one in my life that I can tell about things.
Right.
Perhaps the authorities. Perhaps the authorities will listen to me for 2 seconds. And I'm not wanting to solicit action. I just want to share my life with someone.
Right. 3:47 p.m. A woman reported a man and a woman picked her up and drove her around, taking $30. She did not want to press charges.
They drove her around, taking $30.
Yeah,
like they drove her.
It's just like a fun thing.
Just they drove her about, taking money as they went.
Yeah, it was. What it doesn't say is it was actually a couple who has a taxi cab service.
It definitely sounds like she got a ride in a taxi.
Yeah, it was all on the level.
Yeah, don't want to press charges.
No, why would she? They provided a service, and she paid them for $30.
Why would she want to press charges?
A caller from the 1700 block of River Ranch Road reported vandalism to a gate. And I just think that some people
That was the end of the blotter item.
No, that's it. A caller reported vandalism to a gate.
Just that's already insane.
Yes, that's it. Right. And this is this is a call to the sheriff's office as opposed to the police department, and the sheriff ones are more like, you know, cows in the road and gate vandalism. But, I mean, you listeners might be thinking that isn't that big of a deal to vandalize a gate. But I think of it as gateway vandalism. Start out vandalizing a gate, next thing you're vandalizing doors.
I'm into that joke. I'm glad you went with it.
Thanks.
Don't let that get cut.
Just a couple more. Is that cool?
I don't know. Keep them coming.
There's one more singular one, and then a two dot. Dot and I actually pulled these ones up. Right. And the next one is sort of like there's a, well, I'll let you know, there's a spree happening of the next one that I think we should keep our eyes on. This one's singular. First of all, let me just read it. 8:10 a.m. in the a.m., right. A caller from Rough and Ready reported a woman dancing in the road. End of blotter item.
It's like straight out of it. It's like, what is it even out of? It's straight out of a Lynchian.
Lynchian.
Caller reported a dancer in the road. Like, I just imagine somebody in the half light of a street lamp, dark, kind of wobbling about.
And Kyle MacLachlan going, a dancer in the road. Cheryl, give me a cup of coffee and a slice of cherry pie. What does the dancer in the road symbolize? Right. I will solve this by throwing rocks at a milk bottle.
Right, and I want to make one note about that, is that the caller is from Rough and Ready.
That's what, yeah. Rough and Ready?
Well, so you told me a little bit, is this, but maybe you could just fill the listeners in. It's this little county near Grass Valley, or is it part of Grass Valley?
I'm actually Googling it to see if they have a, it'd be awesome if they have a wiki page. Yes! Rough and Ready, California
right.
is an unincorporated town located in Nevada County, California. It is located west of Grass Valley, approximately 60 blah, 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 blah. Population is 1,500, although as an unincorporated area, there is no official population figure.
Right.
The first establishment settlement in Rough and Ready was made in the fall of 1849 by a mining company from Wisconsin known as the Rough and Ready Company. Their leader, Captain A.A. Townsend, straight out of a fucking Rob Zombie movie, named the company after General Zachary Taylor, nicknamed Old Rough and Ready. Secession from the United States.
Yeah, Rough and Ready is the only mining town to have, quote, seceded from the Union and then voted itself back in. This little pissant 1,500 people town that's like, they've got some ideological problem that all 1,500 of them are ready to, like, leave the Union for, and then quietly vote themselves back in when, like, their fucking post office stops working or something. They can't get their potholes filled, and it's like, maybe we better just vote ourselves back in.
We're going to look like idiots. We don't have a choice.
Nobody noticed that they left in the first place. And then it doesn't say this here, but Doc gave me the impression that they are all about hardcore racism.
I don't know. It's creepy out there.
Right. Definitely. Just fucking roll up your windows if you guys are rolling through Rough and Ready and quickly get to the other side of town. Take your pictures from the car. Make sure you got plenty of gas before you get near it.
Whoa. Well, it says the history of the, quote, Republic, end quote, is performed annually as a play in Nevada County during secession days.
We
on the last
should actually
Sunday
go to that.
I don't know if I want to be seen at that.
Well, I mean, maybe we can, like, I would like to tape it undercover or something.
This is the double parter. So this is a recurring thing that is a mystery to me. Maybe you can make some sense of. Maybe the listeners have theories. 8:11 p.m., a caller from Highway 174 reported promiscuous shooting.
Right.
And then a second one, 7:17 p.m., a caller from Singing Hills Court and Lakeshore North reported promiscuous shooting. Now, I don't know if this is like sexy gun time or... Like, they're blasting Nelly Furtado and shooting their guns off into the air. I've never heard shooting described as promiscuous.
Yeah. So, okay, this actually is a great one to end on because it epitomizes the blotter. Because you're left with you're left wondering about this amazing thing, which is like, is there any, there's no chance that the caller actually described the shooting as promiscuous. The caller
Let alone two, these are two separate incidences. Yeah.
Right. So you're left with the explanation that the person writing the blotter read the description of the incident and decided the best way to say this to people is the person called in and reported that there was, like, rather than haphazard shooting or chaotic shooting or rampant shooting.
They were itching to use that thesaurus, and they just thought they would use promiscuous completely incorrectly.
Right, it's never as promiscuous not having a connotation of, like, some sexual connotation. This just makes me want to redouble our efforts to get the blotter writer on this podcast.
Yeah, we definitely need it.
If you can answer some questions for our podcast and then link them to some other innocuous podcast, like, so they don't think that we're going to make fun of them, like, maybe you can answer some questions for our podcast and we link them to a podcast about, like, birds or something.
And maybe, like, you've heard of This American Life. We're Ira Glass. He's Starly Kine.
I don't think I'd be Starly Kine.
Okay, you're Nancy Updike.
What the F? Why do I gotta be a girl?
Okay, well, you can be John Hodgman.
Actually, I can go with Starly Kine or Nancy the Cupcake. I would rather be Nancy. Wait, how about you get to be Ira Glass?
Well, I called it first.
Okay, fair enough. Listeners, that's been City Mouse Country Mouse. That's great. So we brought back City Mouse Country Mouse. We haven't really touched on that in a little while. And there's two ways we could basically go at this point. And one is another thing that has been introduced as a feature. I'd like to get some theme music going for it because I love having a bunch of crazy themes for every other goddamn thing we think of. That we haven't done in a little bit is Kardashian Corner.
We do have theme music for that.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's like weird pseudo techno loop.
It's that one that Wade did.
Yeah.
Okay.
Nano loop.
Okay. So never mind. We got a theme. But the point is, we haven't done Kardashian Corner in a while. And we suggested at the end of the last podcast, although I can't remember if it remained in there or not, that one way to generate some content for that is Walker and I both download the Kardashian sex tape, Kim Kardashian sex tape, watch it, and then we can compare notes, critique it, whatever on the air. So, and we both torrented it. I got to skim over mine literally at 8 a.m. this morning as I was trying to write, I'm not going to say this just in case any of my students ever listens to this.
They wonder, now you're going to feel really guilty next time that one of them goes, "Teacher Vitlasil, where do you gain your inspiration for the edifications you bring to us every day?"
Okay. Why? How come?
Start the morning with a celebrity sex tape.
Why does a student talk like that?
I don't know. Why do they call you Teacher Jason?
Yeah, that's more problematic.
I hope that the listeners are ready for a little Kardashian Corner. Special sex tape watching edition.
Oh man. One thing makes me feel about that is because when you say it like that, I'm really excited for this segment, but I just didn't do that thorough watching of the tape.
I also actually skimmed. I downloaded it last night.
Skimmed?
I saw it was 40 minutes long, and that's long.
Here's my first note. It doesn't need to be that long.
Doesn't need to be. Because
almost no tape of this nature needs to be that long.
No. They could all be, you know what, break it down into some 30-second clips.
Yeah,
I'll watch those from start to end. But, I mean, the first thing was finding this thing. I didn't realize this before I started searching for this tape, but
right. You
go get online and start looking for something like a Kim Kardashian sex tape, you are entering a rabbit hole, my friend. There's a lot of porn on the internet.
Yeah.
So Google this.
In regards to how much porn there is on the internet, let me quote a character created by Alessandro's skit troupe when he described how much porn there is on the internet to his father. And he said it like this: infinite.
That's amazing. So
that was amazing.
But I basically, I definitely, like, bullet, I got the gist of it. I bullet pointed it.
Right. And, you like, can easily get the gist of it.
Right, but I mean, like, I would sort of go, okay, this is this specific act that's happening in this scene. It was funny because Dot was, you and me talked on the phone, we were like, let's watch this sex tape, and then I downloaded it, and I asked Dot if she wanted to watch it with me, flatly right. refused.
Oh, come
and
on,
so
Dot.
Then she, it was like, I was about to go to bed, and so I was like, you know, I'm just going to sort of like, you know, bang this thing out now.
Yeah, bang it out.
You know.
Bang this thing out.
Exactly, pun intended.
Right.
And so I sat there skipping through it. She was in the bathroom brushing her teeth while I was right. watching it, and so while I was watching it, I sort of would occasionally yell to her in the bathroom what was happening.
Right, giving her the lowdown.
Yeah, like I was like, okay.
Play by play.
She's blown him for about 2 minutes here. But I don't know, before we get into analyzing this thing, what was your sort of reaction to this thing?
Let me just get a first, because I don't know this about the
boner.
Context. Let me get the first. The context of this thing is, this thing was supposedly accidentally released. Is that correct? I can't remember what the story is here.
Yeah, I'm curious if you're going to make the same observation I did about the accidental.
Right. So, my thinking now, like, I don't know too much about it, but celebrities now, it's like almost totally passe to have your sex. You know, it's definitely there's no shock value to celebrities having sex tapes. So, and it can actually reignite your career or something. So, if I recall, this was quote unquote accidentally released.
Yes.
Okay. And then, so here's my first comment, which has nothing to do with the content of the tape, actually, is the version that you linked me to the torrent of has www.worldstarhiphop.com, like, stamped over the bottom for the entirety of the tape, and then a little logo that says KimKSuperstar.com. So I can only assume that whoever released this version of the tape is putting that watermark on there, and I also am thinking the music that was put over was also done by this person, right? So my first comment is like,
we should release a version of our commentary over
with the link
to the jaywalking site.
Right. Well, my first comment is that the watermark www.worldstarhiphop.com sucks. I hate seeing that during the entire thing. The music is shitty, and like, he definitely, I don't know who the guy is, he definitely has a very, like, aggressive attitude at the beginning, but it doesn't, not just, like, aggressive about the sex or something, but, like, just aggressive about the fact that he's filming or that he's on in front of the camera. Like,
yeah, talk about
like
promiscuous
a child.
Shooting. Get it?
Yeah, exactly. That's actually brilliant. I love that. You just did that. This is the only thing that could be talked about legitimately as promiscuity.
That's all they could mean.
Yeah.
Is shooting promiscuity.
Yeah. Exactly. That would have been a perfect use of it.
He's some rapper I've never heard of. Ray J or something
right.
like that.
So is he still around or?
I don't know.
Yeah, well, I don't think this is his music either. It's kind of like a canned hip hop beat kind of on some, a loop which weirdly starts and stops at odd places, and so that's my first comment, is music sucks and the watermark sucks.
Okay, that's, yeah, and I think that, well, as far as the accidental nature of it being released, I found it very interesting. There wasn't a lot of like I said, I sort of was skipping in like 2 minute chunks, and then if like I skipped ahead and they were, you know, rocking a new position or something like that, I would
go
back and go, oh, did I miss, like,
right.
you know.
You gotta rock a new position every once in a while.
Right, you gotta switch it up. But, like, I would, like, go back a little bit and be like, oh, you know, was there, like, an in-between, like, act that was happening?
Right.
But it was cut weirdly with just, like, footage from their vacation.
Right, right.
Which
I actually found that was good enough to, like, I actually laughed a little bit out loud because I'm like, well, either they edited it or somebody else did, but whoever edited it like that, it was kind of just like, okay, are you pulling the viewer in, and then you're like, and they're on, like, and then you just rip them out of it, like, she's just on the beach, and they're on a boat.
Like, what do you think we're watching this for? Like, I mean, it's like, we don't care about them fucking sitting in, like, the lobby of the hotel. But the one thing I found really interesting is, I didn't catch a lot of dialogue, but in the beginning, when she's sort of like robing it up or whatever, she says to him, he's filming her, and she says to the camera something to the effect, I'm paraphrasing, but like, for all the people who think my boobs are fake.
No need to say it verbatim. No need to say it verbatim.
I just don't want to, do Kim the disservice of, I know she picks her words very carefully, but she says something to the effect of, for all the people who think my boobs are fake, they're real. You know, because she's like in a bra and she's sort of, you know, gallivanting her tatas at the camera. And I just found that very interesting that she seems to be already privy to the fact that there is an audience watching this private tape.
Right. Okay, so let's just put that to rest. Although, like many other segments on jaywalking, we're basically way late to the game to be talking about this sex tape.
Right.
Because this has long since passed out of pop culture. Well, pop culture's purview.
And that was actually the most disappointing thing. I mean, honestly, part of Kardashian Corner is that, as you said, the origin is that it sort of came from making fun of Dot for renting Kourtney and Khloé Take
Miami. Listeners, if you did not hear that conversation, listen to Ep 1, because that's crucial.
Or Ep 2? Is Kardashian Corner
listen to him. Listen to
Why
him.
Why haven't you listened to all of them? Subscribe
I'm not gonna give a rundown to that, because that's crucial to listen to.
Yeah. Asterisk, go listen to the previous four episodes, or you're not gonna have an idea what we're talking about.
Yeah, asterisk, you're just on the BART or on a plane or on a bus or walking around your dumb sidewalk. Put something on your iPod.
Oh, I'm going to listen to Radiolab because I like learning things.
No. Okay, hold on. I can't get on board with this Radiolab.
Sorry. I'm just saying this one should come first.
Okay, fair enough.
But I was going to say, you know, Jason, I don't like to be crude.
Right. Never. No one would accuse you of that.
But if you asked me, like, if I had the magical powers to will sex tapes of celebrities into existence, and you asked me, you know, hey, pick whoever you want, and they have a sex tape, Kim Kardashian would be very high on the
list. So, to the listeners, it should be noted that one of the reasons there's a Kim Kardashian corner at all is that Walker's hot for Kimmy K. If I can put it that way.
Sure.
But not that I'm saying rightly so. Because let me say one other thing about the sex tape that I should mention is that she's smoking hot. Smoking hot.
Yes, but I was going the other way with that, which is that I was extremely disappointed.
Right.
And that's I don't know that I really have that much more to say about it than that. It's just really, it's, you know, shoddy camera work, light.
Right. Lighting is poor.
If you're gonna make a sex tape, I'm saying this to celebrities and non-celebrities alike, amateurs. Right. If you're gonna make a sex tape,
you're gonna spice up your love life with a sex tape. We're all for that. Nobody's saying we're against that. But here's a tip.
Yeah, I've been a proponent of this since video cameras have been invented.
Right, exactly.
But if that's you're going to do it...
little known fact, that's why they were invented.
That is a little known fact. Yeah. Factoid. We should have a factoid sound, too.
Oh, man, yeah.
I was just going to say, if you're going to make one, do it right and get a third person in there to hold the fucking camera for you. Because it's basically, if you don't have that, all you're looking at is disembodied genitals and O faces. And that is not entertaining on any level.
Well, so I'm going to say, I think that the ideal, we can agree, is that you get a third person. But let's say you're just a couple looking to spice it up a little bit, you want to make a sex tape. I would say, if you're not comfortable getting a third person, at least... you know, what you do is you're going to have sex three or four times with the camera on tripods in different positions and then do some fucking editing and edit the best parts together so that it looks like whatever you're going, like just choose an aesthetic and go for that and get it. Don't just put your crap up there. Stuff hits the cutting room floor on this, and me and Walker almost never say something that's not really worth listening to. We still cut shit out because we're doing something here. We're doing something real.
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
Use this as a template. This is like a sex tape for your ears.
That's, I couldn't say that any better. That can't be said any better.
Jason, I also would,
jaywalking. Sex tape for your ears.
I also would, exhort you that if you have, you know, a sex tape, hidden somewhere, right. I don't want to see it, but, sure. Now is the time to release it, because that is that is the way to, and I would do the same, but my tape is in a vault, which is in a bunker,
right,
which is 40 floors below sea level.
Right. Mine is encrypted with 512-bit encryption at the center of the earth on natural magnets.
Jason's is actually reel-to-reel. You have to load it on a projector.
Right. But you're not going to crack the encryption either way. The thing is, like, when you're saying if you want to release one, now's the time. I wish there was a model of somebody in my field releasing a sex tape so that I could see whether it helps or harms your career. Because, like, okay, obviously if you're a star, in particular you're Kim Kardashian's type of star, which is, like, you're famous for nothing anyway, of course the sex tape's only going to help. Like, you don't even do anything. She doesn't do anything. So, but, like, if you're a, you know, if you're in the cognitive sciences, I just wish there was some model, you know, somebody who, some cognitive scientist who had released the sex tape so I could see if that, there was a backlash or if people were into it. Did it help their career? How many went on to win Nobels? Like, you know, I need more information.
And so anyway, if you haven't seen the Kim Kardashian sex tape, now you don't have to, because me and Jason just recapped it for you.
Yeah, should we give it an A through F grade?
Sure. I don't know how to give it a letter grade. There were a couple parts I liked.
Yeah, there's a couple
parts. For the most part, it was lackluster.
Yeah, a couple 30-second parts. So I would say for a tape of this, an erotic adult tape of erotic adult nature, I would basically give it a D-. For a celebrity sex tape, I'd probably give it a B+.
I don't think I would argue with that at all. I think
I've only seen one other celebrity
as a medium. Right. It was awful compared to other celebrity sex tapes. It was watchable.
Right, that's perfect.
I mean,
you have it. You just started another episode of Kardashian Corner.
I can say that I viewed it the exact same way that I watch something, like, you know, as banal as an episode of, like, you know, Dawson's Creek or something.
Right.
And by that, I mean with my dick out.
Wait, hold on a second, though. I am way more into an ep of Dawson's Creek than I was into this tape. Like, I was skipping around on this tape, you know?
Why?
I don't like putting on Dawson's Creek and then skip around and just get the gist of it.
That's true.
You're going to miss the crucial stuff. You're going to miss the crucial bullshit if you skip around on Dawson.
So the ultimate verdict is the Kardashian sex tape, not quite as erotic as your average episode of Dawson's Creek.
Right. I'm going to put it this way. The Kardashian sex tape exists.
It's a thing.
You can find it.
And we will close out Kardashian Corner with the immortal words of Kim on her Twitter feed. And this
okay,
is sort
all right.
of...
Let's get back to reading Kim's tweets.
Yeah, so in a way, this is sort of a mashup of two of our listeners' favorite segments, Kardashian Corner and Twitter Corner, where we read tweets. As Kim usually says as her last tweet of the night, tweet dreams. And thank you for listening to Kardashian Corner.
Right, love that. Love it.
I would love to go on and on, but do you want to do our chat reading segment and call it a day?
Yeah, that's fine with me. But do you have any? You want to spitball a name for this segment?
I suggested the G Chat G Spot, which I like because I like keeping things sexy.
Ooh, I do like that. I definitely wouldn't
didn't
mind
you have
if there's.
One too,
well, I didn't. I wouldn't mind if there was something along the lines of Freaky Friday, because one, alliteration. Two.
But what does that have to do? What does Freaky Friday have to do?
No. Well, so Freaky Friday is it's always a mother daughter mind switch comedy, right? That's what Freaky Friday is. So in this case, I'm reading the part of you, and you're reading the part of me. So it's a switch.
Oh, that makes
right?
sense.
So Freaky Friday, I think that movie's been remade like 10 times, but the most recent incarnation is Lindsay Lilo, as they call her in the press. Mm-hmm. And what's her name?
Jamie Lee Curtis, which I think I told you is a surprisingly watchable movie.
Right. I would like to ask about that briefly. Like, why did you watch it? How did you come across the knowledge that it's watchable?
Well, I think I was in my late teens when it came out, and that was when it was Lindsay was like really hot, and I think that was my main motivation to see it. But it's actually, you know, I mean, I'm not saying it's fucking Oscar winning, but it's just. Okay. I mean, it didn't win any Oscars that I know of.
Right. So watchable.
But I'm not saying it shouldn't have either.
Okay, I can get into that. And Freaky Friday is, it's a mind switch. It's always mother-daughter, and usually the daughter learns how tough the mother's life is. And and the mother learns how tough the daughter's life is, and they both learn a little bit about, you know, how they can come toward the middle. Mom can be a little bit less of a disciplinarian, understand the things that matter to a teenage girl, right?
Yeah.
The teen can understand the weight of responsibilities.
And we can only hope that by the end of this, Jason and I will understand...
each other.
Yeah, a little bit more about each other. So let's introduce the segment.
So we're going to... Let's keep the name fluid at this point. Is that okay?
Sure.
We can go with a different name. We think of something better. But the name right now is, what did you call it? G-Spot?
If you prefer that, yeah.
Okay, so listeners, get ready for the first inaugural instance of the feature, G-Chat G-Spot.
Hilarity is in no means tethered to this podcast. Right, we talk to each other on GChat. Dot lately has given me the nickname Walker ABC Glenn. The ABC standing for always be chatting.
That's right. She told me about that.
Yeah.
And, pretty excited about that.
Yeah, I could take it or leave it. But me and Jason, in addition to hilarious banter in verbal form, we also have it in, you could say we have very good textual chemistry, right? So Jason, what, do you want to set up this particular chat though? Because there are some references here that need to be understood.
So we might do this one and another, or we might just do this one, but anyway, the idea of the segment, if it doesn't get kept from earlier, is the G-Chats that are recorded, we read back little segments of the best of the best, and the funny part is that, or one of the funny twists is that Walker reads my part, and I read Walker's part, and we try to get the attitude of the chat down, because listeners all know that, like, the medium of chat makes you talk slightly differently than you would in real life when you know the inflection and prosody of people's voices, but also we'll try to get into the character of each other. So in this particular chat, we started out by talking about, so there's gonna, you know, listeners, okay, you know, okay, first of all, listeners,
Jason, by the way, just if we can read the names, and I will bleep the names.
Okay, great. So listeners, what I mean to say is, if you've got kids, you might want to send them into the next room, but we will not ever on this show apologize for our frank addressal of male sexuality. We've said it before, we said it again. Okay?
No matter how uncomfortable it makes you.
Right, to you, yeah, or anyone, us either, you know, we power through because A, someone's got to do it, and B, something else, I don't know what it is.
Well, no one's talking might as well be us.
Right. We just spent 20 minutes talking about goddamn Kardashian sex tapes.
Yeah, your kids should have left the room before you started this.
Right. And just also anyone with taste. So,
also, if you have kids, we don't want you listening to this podcast.
Right. Fucking kids. But in this one, to set this up, we're talking about some current lovers of Walker's and some ex-lovers and maybe current lovers of Jason's.
Falsely pluralizing the term lovers.
Wait, don't say falsely, okay? We don't Let's just.
I'm not a one lover man, Jason.
Okay, but the ladies on the listening to this podcast, you got to keep the illusion going that you're available because they want to throw their panties at you when we do the live version of this.
Okay, that makes
they can't
sense.
Think you're going to have to take your ring off for the live shows anyway.
That's true. Okay, so but, I have one lover, but maybe not.
Right, exactly. I got one lover, but I am not faithful.
I'm a cheating scumbag. Go ahead.
Right. And so in this case, I'm not going to date this, right, because I don't want... I'm going to bleep out the names to protect the innocent. Let's go with a better bleeping sound this time. Like, either something funny, like a sproiling-oing-oing-oing.
Okay.
Or something just a little softer than the beep we used last time.
Okay.
Well, and that would also be the idea of a different bleep each time. Just like sproiling-oing-oing-oing or... Bee-zoo-boo-whoop.
What about like a laser?
Way into a laser.
Okay.
But anyways, so you guys don't know when this is from. You can't date it. Nobody can know what the hell we're talking about. Names have been changed or bleeped to protect the innocent. I'm going to go ahead and jump right in here as Walker.
No, but okay, sorry.
157 starts with
I don't mean to Walker keep going Jason. On and on with the setup. But
no, go on
things.
And on. Going on. What? So, hey. Don't apologize for going on and on about the setup. We need the listeners to be oriented for what we're about to get them into.
Okay, the two things that the listeners need to understand here.
Swing them into a ravine without a parachute.
And Jason, you can jump in and tell me to edit this out or whatever, but we are jumping in the middle of a discussion about a girl that Jason had been seeing at some point who then had switched teams and now had a very serious relationship with another girl.
Right.
And so that's the context here. The other thing is that the references made to Fuego are
I forgot all about this. This is an amazing rap!
Yeah, the references have to be explained here. They are a reference to a book series that my wife, who is one of my possible multitude of lovers, it was reading a book.
That reminds me, I really want to do that concubine chat.
Yeah, well we gotta save, we gotta quet their appetites.
Right,
but she was reading this book series that are like a weird wizard detective series where it's like he's a detective in the city, but he's also magic. And the bottom line is that she was reading them, and they're just terrible.
You should definitely also know that, yeah, they're stupid as shit.
Yeah, they're really, really bad. And he had, like, the main...
It's, like, the worst of sci-fi and fantasy smashed into, like, a crappy detective
written by a self-proclaimed martial arts enthusiast.
Right,
and
the authors.
The main thing that me and Jason found out from Dot while she was reading these is that when he would magically conjure fire, the main character of these books, he would use the word fuego to get the fire going. Which amazed us just in the sense that it's like he's just using Spanish. Like it's some completely like ancient way of speaking that no one has ever heard. Everyone knows this word. It is not magic.
Right. It's not like they even went to bother to like find out what the Latin for fire was, that they just like got like the closest, like literally geographically the closest language to English and are just like, he says fuego when he wants fire to appear. And we also created a gesture after that shortly, which we used for
one. Which you can't see, but...
Right, you can't see the gesture, but the gesture
But it's sort of a foppish hand gesture where you say, fuego! And we did this to Dot all the time. The only other thing you need to know is that this main character had a friend that's like a talking skull.
Right, right. I don't know. You should know the detail about the author that claims to be a martial arts enthusiast, and he's a big fatty...
Jim Butcher.
With Jim Butcher, long hair. Martial arts enthusiasts, by the way, can't mean anything other than, like, he loves everything about it, but you know he's never just, like, why doesn't he just bite the bullet and take karate? He's a fucking famous
author.
He
hasn't even gotten his yellow belt.
Christ. Okay, so get ready for a G-Chat G-Spot. 157, that starts with Walker as Jason.
Okay. The thing that bothers me most is, for all I know, I'm the last dude she had sex with, and now she's gay for life. I mean, how am I supposed to interpret that?
Right. Well, don't feel bad. Some guys are just really bad at sex. It happens.
But the thing is, I'm amazing. I'm like an unstoppable juggernaut in the boudoir. Ask anyone.
I'll ask... Actually, wasn't there more than enough time in between for her to have hooked up with someone?
Well, ask.
I'm sure she would be very comfortable with that conversation.
Ooh,
not weird at all.
That's a great idea for a jaywalk. I'll ask Dot how you are in the sack, and you ask how I am. And then we'll then we'll go live on the air and give the synopses as we each understand them.
Wow.
Edgy radio.
Yeah, way edgy. I imagine that you cry a lot.
Not during.
Well, that's something at least.
I imagine you reading Jim Butcher books while Dot's not around, trying to realize the image of manliness that she's most into. Then in the middle of sweet lovemaking, you tentatively yell out, "Wago!" And then rapidly back off after viewing her expression.
OMG, laughing my ass off. You nailed it.
Knew it.
She's not open to roleplay. I wanted her to pretend to be the talking skull.
What talking skull?
His talking skull friend.
LOL! She's open to roleplay. You just gotta suggest the right role.
Maybe I should try moving in the Lord of the Rings direction, or Harry Potter.
Yeah.
That could be weird fun.
Hermione and what's his name?
Ron.
Probably just weird.
Mostly weird.
Entirely weird.
Why are we pretending to be children?
Ropes!
Why is this part of it for you?
Okay, you should try Aragorn and the Elf Princess, L-O-T-R.
Fuego could be a fun safe word.
Totally. Except what if that ruins the roleplay?
Well, it could be reserved for an emergency. A lovemaking emergency.
Right. Instead of a safe word, it could be a danger word. Like, instead of stop, it means take it to the next level.
Things are extreme enough already, though. Sometimes you got to be gentle in that bedroom. Okay, fuego is a danger word. Expecto patronum is the safe word. Dagobah system is the keep things going the way they're going word.
Oh my god. We gotta publicize these words via our awesome podcast.
Maybe we should just read out some funny chats, but switch parts.
Totally!
And
meta!
Meta! And meta!
And next time, I say we read them in fun accents.
Yeah, like French.
Yeah. And also, I don't know if you brought this up on the last podcast, or if you didn't, it made the edit or the cutting room floor, but I think you had the idea of, listeners, send us your hilarious correspondences with your own friends and fulfill the dream you've had of me and Jason playing your roles. Role-playing with Walker and Jason. You know,
right.
You want
we'll
that.
Read them out on the air. Go ahead and edit them down to the best bits if you can before you send them in.
Well, I have to go to bed, sir. Shall we do the sign-off?
Oh, yeah, so one preview for next time. There's a wood pit coming up with some suggestions from Brian B., who's definitely toying with the superfan status.
Okay.
He's knocking at the gates out there.
Oh, and let me introduce the song at the end. I was going to put a serious song by me and Julia, but I'm really stoked on this Hufflepuff song I recorded today. So this is a song that will eventually be the theme for a segment suggested by superfan Amy, where we discuss how Hufflepuff skills can be applied to certain situations called What Would a Hufflepuff Do? But in the meantime, enjoy it just as a song. Called WWHD.
One thing that's tough about this podcast is I love ending it with one of our songs, but it's very hard to get a serious song in and make it smooth after the hilarity that we're bringing to the listeners every week.
Well, I like ending on a somber note, though, so people can remember that it's not all fun and games.
Right. I guess you're right when you say that.
But this song is purely fun and games.
Right. It will get stuck in your head, listeners.
Well, everybody, thanks for listening to Jaywalking. And remember, if you're not jaywalking,
you're not getting to your destination in a timely fashion.
Stopping recording.
Right. What would a Hufflepuff do? Tell me, what would a Hufflepuff do? Partying with friends that are gonna find you. So what would a Hufflepuff do? What would a Hufflepuff do? What would a Hufflepuff do?